At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
As Sean Diddy Combs prepares for his trial in May 2025, the storm he now faces is unlike anything even a man of his stature could have imagined. What began as a single lawsuit from Cassie Ventura has evolved into a seismic shift in his world, shaking the foundations of his empire and the legacy he spent decades building. But as the legal battles mount, one question still echoes through the narrative. Could it all have been avoided if Combs had simply chosen to settle? The deluge of allegations that followed Cassie's lawsuit painted a chilling portrait of Combs as a predator operating in plain sight. His refusal to settle, many now speculate, may have been his downfall, but perhaps his reckoning was always inevitable. Would silencing one voice have quieted the others, or merely delayed their rise? The truth, as it so often does, likely lies somewhere in between. Cassie's courage to come forward, her willingness to weather the storm of public scrutiny, ignited a movement that may have happened with or without a settlement. Meanwhile, the leaked footage of Combs' violent attack on Cassie in 2016 remains a pivotal piece of evidence in both the court of law and public opinion. His apology for the incident, though direct and seemingly remorseful, did little to quell the outrage. Instead, it further fueled the perception of a man who, despite his immense power and wealth, could no longer control the narrative surrounding his life. The legal stakes are high. Combs now faces not only Cassie's civil lawsuit, but also serious criminal charges, including sex trafficking and racketeering. Prosecutors have argued that his influence and resources make him a significant threat to victims, and his repeated denials of bail underscore the gravity of the accusations against him. As his May trial date looms, it seems inevitable that more voices will emerge, each adding another layer to the complex and damning portrait of his alleged actions. For Cassie and the other accusers, this case represents more than just legal justice. It's about dismantling the structures of power and fear that allowed such alleged abuses to persist for so long. For Combs, it's a fight, not just for his freedom, but for what remains of his public image. And for the public, it's a lesson in how even the most carefully constructed legacies can crumble under the weight of accountability. As this story continues to unfold, one thing is certain. The era of silence is over. What comes next may not just reshape Sean Diddy Combs' life, but could also have ripple effects throughout the entertainment industry, challenging the untouchable image of power many figures have enjoyed for decades. And that's all for now. We'll keep digging and getting you the facts. Thanks for listening. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. What if Sean Diddy Combs had made a different choice? What if, when Cassie Ventura approached him quietly, offering the chance to resolve her allegations before they became public, he had agreed to settle? Would the storm of accusations that now threatens to dismantle his legacy have been avoided? Or was this reckoning inevitable, a moment waiting to explode regardless of how much was paid to silence it? The decision not to settle is a pivotal one in this story. At first glance, it might seem like hubris, an assumption that his power, influence, and resources could weather any storm. But perhaps it was more complicated. For someone like Combs, whose empire is built not just on music, but on an image of dominance, control, and success, admitting any wrongdoing, even in private, could be seen as a fatal crack in his carefully crafted persona. Maybe it wasn't just a refusal to pay Cassie, but a refusal to acknowledge that the accusations once aired could have lasting consequences. And yet, settling with Cassie could have kept her allegations out of the public eye. No lawsuit, no explosive headlines, no ripple effect that emboldened others to come forward. In that scenario, Cassie's story might have remained a whispered secret, buried under a non-disclosure agreement and a hefty payout. But would it have stopped the flood entirely? Or would it have simply delayed it, creating a false sense of security that would eventually crumble under the weight of the truth? The timing of Cassie's lawsuit on the eve of the Adult Survivors Act window closing raises even more questions. Did Combs underestimate how serious she was? Did he assume the threat of a lawsuit was just leverage, a bluff he could call? Or was his refusal to settle rooted in a belief that paying her off might invite more allegations, creating a dangerous precedent where anyone with a grievance could come forward for a payday? If so, that strategy backfired spectacularly. Instead of silencing Cassie, his refusal became the spark that ignited a much larger firestorm. Then there's the cultural shift to consider. In an era where powerful men have fallen from grace under the weight of long-buried accusations, it's possible that Combs was destined to face this moment, regardless of how he handled Cassie's claims. Would the accusers who followed her lead have remained silent if the lawsuit had never been filed? Or would the tide of accountability we're seeing now have risen anyway, pushing these stories into the light settlement or not? Perhaps the most intriguing what-if is this. If Combs had settled, would he have been able to maintain his public image long enough to address the issues internally and mitigate further damage? Settling might have given him time to quietly restructure his business dealings, distance himself from potential risks, and safeguard his empire from collapse. But that kind of calculated damage control assumes the allegations themselves were isolated, something the wave of accusers suggests was far from the case. Instead, his refusal to settle with Cassie opened a Pandora's box. Her courage to step forward became a rallying cry for others, and the resulting legal and public relations nightmare shows no signs of slowing. Even if he had settled with her, the cultural momentum toward accountability might still have led to this moment. In many ways, it's not just about Combs' decision, but about the power of one voice breaking the silence. A shift that no amount of money could have stopped. The what-ifs in this case are endless and tantalizing. Would a settlement have delayed the fallout? Would it have kept others silent, sparing him the public dismantling of his reputation? Or would it have merely postponed a reckoning that was always inevitable in a world that's increasingly unwilling to look the other way? That's all for now. We'll keep digging and getting you the facts. Thanks for listening. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.